Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He had this injury really because he was playing 46 minutes a game, I think, in the Houston series, and it sort of led to this. And so they really rode him hard this year. They didn't have backup wings. They elected to sign DeMarcus Cousins instead of a wing. So you could go all the way down the line and find 15 different places here. At the end of the day, it's just a terrible story. And Scott, I don't mean to take the focus off tonight, but the NBA just changed. The NBA just changed. Next year, there's teams crawling all over themselves to get Durant. There's going to be this pecking order. There's teams making trades to clear salary cap space. The thought was he was going to be available on the market. In addition to this series, the entire NBA just changed tonight.
I heard Brian Windhorst say it last night. He wasn't the only one. There were a bunch of other people that said the same thing.
I actually said it.
I did.
I would like to get credit for it.
You say it first? What time did you say it? Did you keep
early,
a record?
Right after it happened.
Keep a record on your phone.
I know.
You know what I should impress. So we look at the timestamp. We can tell whether you were first or not.
Christian
you're
Fourier,
first with a lot of these stories.
Hockey Insider.
And he had it first. He's right, though. It really has changed the entire landscape in this offseason. And it was amazing watching that game play out. And you got to give the Golden State Warriors credit, man. They come out there, and they're down by 6, 3 minutes left to go in the game. What the hell was Nick Nurse calling a timeout for at 3:05?
They're tired.
You're up by 6.
Kawhi Leonard was
tired. The momentum is in.
You heard him after the game. It's because he was about to lose them.
Really?
Yes, he had a couple extras.
Boy, Leonard did not look tired at that point.
So he thought he would use them just to try to kind of calm down and get a little boost of energy.
But you got to give the champs credit, man. They just fought and fought and fought and just limped their way through that. And who knows? They can win game 6 back at home. And now all the pressure goes in the other direction to Toronto.
But the story, there's a couple different stories. The GM, was it the GM that was crying?
Bob Myers, yes.
Okay, because the whole debate, whether he should have played or not, Kevin Durant, who made the decision? Did the Warriors put that decision on him? Shame on them for making him decide what he should do with his career. They should have protected him from himself. I mean, there's just...
This played to his ego, and that he didn't like the fact that people were saying, you're just avoiding it. You're not coming out and playing right now. You're not that hurt. You're not coming out here because you don't want to damage your chances for free agency. And so he was taking heat. He was taking heat back in Golden State.
But do you think that's why he said, "Hey, let me go play"?
No,
I mean, come on.
I think that's part of it. I think he probably
you think he
said,
listened, "No, you think he listens to that."
I think you guys have a big
you athlete guys.
You have big ego, and
no,
he looked at it and said, "Screw you, screw you."
No,
I'm going to go and play.
Have a filter.
Why do you think
that's
he went?
We have.
Why do you think he went and played?
I think he thought he was healthy enough to play, and he looked fine. And how about this? Why can't it just be that the guy's unlucky? Why does it have to be? Oh, this guy should have protected him. He shouldn't have been out there. He should have known better.
Because
he
I don't think
fine,
it,
didn't
because
he?
I don't think it was a shin injury 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago. It probably was a slightly torn Achilles, which they thought probably could heal. Now it's completely torn.
What I don't get,
it's going to require surgery.
Is post game, a lot of the guys in that locker room were really surprised, obviously sad about the whole news, but because everybody, it sounded like they felt like they were told that it couldn't get any worse.
Correct.
There's only a few injuries in sports that when you play, it can't get any worse, right? I mean, and even then, it could always get worse, but it's not awful, right? Maybe a broken finger or something like that. Like, it's broken, okay? Whatever, okay? But a slightly torn calf or a slightly torn, of course it can get worse.
Ooh, my
knees. We just saw it get worse. And that visual, did you see the video?
Yeah, it's bad.
I mean, it's awful, but
yeah, you can see the rubber band down the leg just snap.
Something like that with the Achilles and calf can't get worse. Given what this guy does for a living, stopping, going, cutting on the court is like what? Who said it couldn't get worse?
But here's the thing. So are we really going to play the Kevin Durant blame game? Like, who's to blame for Kevin Durant being hurt? I'll tell you who's to blame: Kevin Durant and his body. He's the one to blame. Not the doctors, not the trainers. They obviously took their time. They obviously wouldn't risk throwing him out there unless they thought that he was going to be fine and he could play and protect himself. Why the hell would they want him to get hurt? I mean, it's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Well, you talk about blame game. Charles Barkley, he played the blame game today.
Yes, there is somebody to blame. The Golden State Warriors for putting KD out there. Listen, that was not right.
Oh.
You know, if you go back and look at the last 2 weeks, the article comes out, KD's worst nightmare, the Warriors are winning without him. Then you come out, you read the articles, the Warriors are really unhappy when KD won't risk his Achilles. They're frustrated with KD. Now this man has to be feeling some type of weight. So I blame the Warriors for KD getting hurt, and I don't care what they say about it. They shouldn't have put that man out there. And you know how I know it? Because he blew out his Achilles.
Hmm. That doesn't make any sense, and it's not true. That is not why. He could just
there was pressure on him.
They shouldn't have played him.
Hold on. Guys.
They shouldn't have played him.
Guys blow their Achilles out jogging to the sideline.
There's a little more risk in this one.
Yeah, but you want to know something?
No, but this is a freak accident. And if he was rehabbing, what did he miss, 30 days?
Yes.
Missed 30 days?
So go play an NBA final?
Well, listen. That's your job.
No, see, I agree with Charles.
Three, your down 3-1. If they were up 3-1, he's not playing in that
show
game.
Show me an athlete that wouldn't want to go out there and play.
Well, would have.
What do you mean, give me a break?
A difference than actually doing it.
Why are we acting like he's any different?
I understand that, but sometimes, and this is where Barkley followed up, and I agree with him.
I don't think you can ever leave it up to a player, because players always want to play.
Yeah.
But I think if you ask any rational player, Damon, Jalen Rose, Jay Williams, to put a guy who hadn't played basketball in over a month into game 5 of the finals and had some type of move around the day before, I don't think that's fair to that man. And you saw the results. It's just not fair.
It's a freak.
It's game 5 of the World Championship.
It's not a freak injury. It's not freak. No.
Are you telling me Kevin Durant is the first athlete to get hurt during a series,
Christian, this
and
was
have pressure to play.
No, this is what the injury
what
was. The injury
hell
was in the area.
Pantsies,
the injury was in the exact same area.
They feared
this. They feared
this.
Listen to Bob Myers. The reason that Bob Myers, the general manager, was crying and then trying to say nice things about the medical staff. Why? Because they're coming under tremendous heat for playing him.
Oh no. Is that Keith? That's Keith. Stop it. Start over again. Wait, did you really play
Keith? It's like Keith crying.
Did you play? Was that Keith?
No, that was Bob Myers crying.
No, it wasn't.
I didn't do it.
All right, go ahead. Go.
Kevin had it's an Achilles injury. I don't know the extent of it. He'll have an MRI tomorrow. Prior to coming back, he went through 4 weeks with our medical team, and it was thorough, and it was experts and multiple MRIs and multiple doctors, and we felt good about the process. He was cleared to play tonight. That was a collaborative decision. I don't believe there's anybody
now
to blame.
That's embellishing.
But I understand this world.
Huh?
And if you have to, you can blame me. I run our basketball operations department.
All right, I think we've heard it. We've heard enough of the crying. He's taking the blame himself because the staff, the medical staff, is taking all sorts of heat. But, Christian, the original injury, I think, was the Achilles. Okay, they wrote it up as the calf because it's the closest thing to the Achilles.
Might as well. I would have had more respect if he went all in.
I cried.
I don't like the fact that. Yeah, do that. honestly, I'd have more respect if he went all in.
Christian, this is not a fluke injury.
No.
This guy has a tear in his calf. Whatever it was, you know, it wasn't a cramp. It was a serious calf injury or Achilles injury. And they're down 3-1. And he came out and played. At that point, you got to sit there and say, listen, we appreciate it, but you can't.
Let me tell you something about Kevin Durant.
Kevin
Durant
loves
to play basketball.
He can't. He could. He's not. You think he was going to be able to get through three games? That was just a matter of time.
Hold on. See, again, you guys have the benefit of having the answers to the test.
No, we have the benefit of knowing that 30 days ago they felt he had an Achilles or a calf injury.
First of all, one, you're not a doctor or a trainer. Okay, fine.
You played one on the radio.
All this tells me is that it doesn't matter. He was seen by all these doctors. He's obviously a very valuable asset to them.
They were down 3-1.
They don't want him hurt. He's not the first player to get hurt before a big game or during a long series, okay? And Zdeno Chara is playing with a broken jaw. And if you're cleared to play, you take on the risk that goes along with that. I remember.
This is an injury.
Like, hold on.
This is not an injury that came out of nowhere.
No, but
this
Glenn,
is an injury
you are so soft right now.
On a month ago.
You're soft.
A month ago.
And do you remember having injuries, Magic Johnson, all these guys being hurt during those glorious series?
Yes.
Remember those times?
The Achilles
Isaiah
is a little
Thomas
bit different.
Isaiah Thomas got treatment like 5 times in one day, and they all played.
Christian.
Only for him.
Forget about. Let's bring you to current. Oh, bring the current. You can stop the old music.
Because
I'm telling you right now, the injury that he suffered in this game last night, and it was almost predictable from a month ago that this was a danger for him, is the worst injury a basketball player can ever have.
But
especially when you're
ending.
30 years or older.
But that's
he's
going to
be 31 at the start of next season. It is right now. I'm looking at it. It is shortened careers. I'm looking at the history of guys in the NBA who have had this injury. Very few of them come back productive
careers. This is why I will never
this could alter
agree
his
with
entire
you on this.
Career.
This is bad luck written all over. So
it's not bad luck.
You hire doctors, trainers. You have all the high-tech equipment, MRIs, CAT scans. You do everything. You look at it. You rehab. He progresses. Listen, hey, I feel fine, guys. Well, you know what? We're going to give you a we don't need you. He got cleared to play.
They had him 12 straight
he
minutes
got
to start the game, right?
To play.
Played 12 straight minutes right out of the gate.
Now, if you want to.
So out of nowhere, 30 days after he already had an Achilles or a calf injury that they were concerned about to the point that he did nothing. He didn't play basketball until 2 days ago, 3 days ago,
if you
right?
want to.
You're
going to
put him out there and put him for 12 straight minutes?
If you want
you're down
to,
3-1 in a series, and you're desperate.
If you want to
and you know he's leaving.
If you want to debate whether or not they mismanaged his time? Yes.
They mismanaged it.
Put that on Steve Kerr.
Good.
Put that on Steve Kerr. But I'm not going to sit there and say, blame the organization for having him play. What they did is they didn't conserve him. They threw too much at him too soon.
They played.
So did he get fatigued? Yes. But still, you have no
idea.
Do you think he shouldn't have played? Or do you think they should have managed his minutes?
I don't think he should have played the whole series.
You're both
the
biggest wimps I've ever seen in my life.
Maybe we are. You got a problem with wusses? What's wrong with that?
Actually, so the guy gets paid millions of dollars to play through pain, play injured, not hurt. I mean, to get through it, to work it out. And so he was unlucky. So he thought he was feeling fine, and that was a chance encounter that he got tonight.
He was on the he was very close to having, as Glenn said, suffering one of the worst injuries you could have as a basketball player. Chara's got a broken jaw; he gets hit there again, it's broken. You know what I mean? And he's got serious dental issues he's got to deal with. Okay, but this one here, it's not like people talk about Isaiah Thomas shouldn't have played because of his hip, pushed it too hard. Now his career's not the same. This one here was, I felt like they should have handled it better. I was shocked yesterday when we got that tweet that said he was going to play.
Why were you shocked?
Because
were you
I
monitoring
just,
the health of Kevin Durant?
No, because he thought it was an Achilles the whole time.
But you thought wrong.
Apparently I didn't.
You didn't have the right information.
No,
apparently I
don't think that's true.
Okay, his Achilles
and I think that's
was
gonna come
not
out.
Torn at the time because if you can't walk, okay, he did play in the game. Where they mismanaged, where they screwed up, where the trainer bears some of the burden, and Steve Kerr, they should have had a game plan. We know he hasn't played in 30 days. We can't play in 12 minutes straight.
3-1.
I don't care how badly he wants
it.
We're
going to
give him 6. We'll give him 3. We'll manage it. We'll make sure. We'll check on him. But even then, it proves to me that no matter what you do, no matter how many times you try and prevent it, your body just says, no, thank you.
They played off of his competitive nature. They knew he wanted to be out there. They played right off of it.
You guys
and
are
now,
insane.
And now, and by the way, I heard this last night. The Knicks are still willing to go and give him that max contract deal. But you look at the history, and I'm looking at the history of guys that have done this. How about DeMarcus Cousins? You're seeing it right now. He can't play two games in a row. He missed a year in with that injury. Rudy Gay, it happened when he was 30 years of age, never the same player. How about Wes Matthews, Brandon Jennings, Kobe Bryant? Of course, he was age 34. Wasn't the same. Anderson Varejao, he same thing at age 32. Chauncey Billups pretty much ended his career. He talked about that last night. You can go to Eldon Brand. Remember him? He was headed for the Hall of Fame. His career was done. Vashon Leonard, Maurice Taylor, he was a big man. LaPhonso Ellis, I can go down the list. Dominique Wilkins was the only one that came back and was productive. The difference was he became a totally different player.
Glenn Ordway,
he wasn't jumping out
Glenn
of the gym. He was a three-point shooter. This is the worst injury that a basketball player can have.
That's a totally different debate. That's a totally different
your
discussion.
Your leaping ability is gone.
We know it's a terrible injury. That's not the debate. That's not the discussion. The discussion is whether he should have played or not.
Because they knew 30,
I say he should have played.
They knew a month ago this was a possibility.
You know what? If you go out and skate after breaking your jaw, you know that if you play, you may get into a fight and you may break your jaw again.
No, you're not going to fight.
So if Zdeno Chara goes out there and a puck accidentally hits him in the face, oh, the Bruins. What is Bruce Cassidy going to start crying? Because he can't talk.
Do yourself a favor.
Well, what do you need? Do you need your face to play in a hockey game, or do you need your legs to play?
The fact is, he's in danger.
He can be ugly.
He's in
danger. He can play.
He has the risk of ruining his ability to talk.
A little bit different with an Achilles if you're trying to play basketball.
Okay.
Or a
we're going to get to the phone calls. A lot of people want to talk about this. Why don't you go on Twitter right now? Because you can write this with total authority. He's Dunsky. KD Dunsky. All right, 617-779-7937. The phone calls next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Once again, it's Glenn, Lou, and Christian. Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
I think the one player it really impacts is Kyrie Irving, because both the Knicks and the Nets hoped that Kyrie and KD would be a package deal, that they could sign both of them. Both are in position to sign them. And Kyrie Irving certainly has a significant interest in being back in New York. That's, if he leaves Boston, that's at the top of his list. And he, I've been told, is really focused on Brooklyn if he was to sign with one of the two New York teams. And so now the question is, for the Nets, for the Knicks, would you sign Kyrie Irving as a solo act without Kevin Durant? Or maybe Kevin Durant still would want to come and essentially he'd be a redshirt.
Adrian Wojnarowski, usually pretty good at this stuff from ESPN, and I think he nailed it. This does affect Kyrie Irving. If you look at the landscape in the offseason, it looks like Kemba Walker wants to stay in Charlotte. Kawhi Leonard, if the Toronto Raptors win this, he's a low-key guy. Maybe he stays right up there in Toronto. Jimmy Butler stays in Philly. But Kyrie is the one guy that apparently seems to be dead set on going to New York and more likely Brooklyn now. But he's going to go to Brooklyn without Kevin Durant? Why would he do that? And so a team is going to sign up. We just gave you the list of prominent players over the years who have had this serious Achilles injury. And we've also told you that their career just altered dramatically for the worse. And so you're the Knicks or you're the Nets, and the one max guy you can go out and sign is going to be Kevin Durant when you know he can't play all of next season. And then you're hoping that at age 32, maybe he'll be pretty good? Are you kidding me?
Well, some of those teams are desperate. He's the one player that I think with this injury, teams would still do it for. They would give him that kind of cash.
Well, there's a lot of
even though you missed the whole next year.
If you missed the whole year, guess what? You are now. Now you're a lottery team.
So
why would Kyrie go there?
You pay him just to hang around.
So why does Kyrie want to go to a real crappy team?
Yeah, that's a different story. Like Kyrie,
can't he just opt in and stay with the Warriors?
He can.
Yes, he can. For 1 year.
Why wouldn't he just do that?
Because here's what I think. Because if he does that and he already has plans to go elsewhere, it really is a bad look. He's sitting there basically, you know, rehabbing with them, with that crew, and he's not going to be with them a year from now. So, and Lou's right. I think there will be takers. I think the Knicks will absolutely offer a max contract, even though he's going to be, as Walt said, redshirted for a year.
I don't think
I think they're desperate.
I think, but that's, I know.
It's stupid. It is stupid.
Awful. It just doesn't, well, no, I get the desperation.
But, yes.
And people do stupid things when they're desperate, but that doesn't make any sense.
Signed into a four-year deal. He redshirts 1 year. You know, you're not a good basketball team. Forget about the Kyrie angle, but you're not a good basketball team. You get back into that lottery pick. Now you got an asset to maybe trade to go get a veteran with Kevin Durant when he comes back. I mean, just like big picture down the road. Yeah, it affects next year. It affects would Kyrie want to go somewhere on a team that's not going to be that good, you know, for at least a year in the hopes that Kevin Durant comes back.
All right, so let me give you one. Is it possible that Danny Ainge will look at this situation and convince Kyrie to sign a deal because he can get his max contract money here, but with an opt-out after the first year?
Oh, yeah. What do you think he wanted
and to then, do? And then he goes and he deals, and he gets a deal for Anthony Davis, and he says, screw it. I'm going to try to put these guys together, Kyrie and Anthony Davis, even though I only have Kyrie for a year. I only have Anthony Davis for a year because it's wide open now. Golden State is no longer the giant. We can go and win the championship next year. And if we win the championship, what's to say that I can't convince both of these guys to stay and hang around?
The thing is for me is that every individual is different. So no matter what happens with Kawhi Leonard, it's not going to change because he's not Anthony Davis. Right? So, I mean, but you know as well as I do, if Toronto wins the championship and Kawhi walks, you're going to sit there and say, see, look, you want to be in Toronto? Now what they got. Granted, they won the whole thing.
If they won it.
They won the whole thing, right. But now what? But then again, if Kawhi ends up staying, we'll use that.
Yeah.
See? Kawhi went there for a year up in Toronto. Everybody thought he wanted to go to L.A. And look, he signed an extension. He saw how successful his team could be. He stayed in Toronto, just like you do with Paul George, right, out in Oklahoma City. When in reality, it means absolutely nothing. Because Kawhi Leonard is making these decisions for his own personal reasons, and we don't know what Anthony Davis is doing. All I know is even if Kyrie Irving leaves, you still go after Anthony Davis. I don't care if it's for a year or not. Because top five player like that in this league, I'm sorry, they don't come around very often. You may not have an opportunity to go get a guy again. So you do it.
All right, let's get to the phone calls on this. This is Martin in Boston. Hey, Martin.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. What's up?
Hey, Christian, I love you, man. I love it when you break the news for Boston, but I have to disagree with you.
On what?
To this whole, on KD being a wimp.
No. Hold on. I never said KD was a wimp. Lou and Glenn were wimps. I did not say no. I think KD did the right thing.
Honestly, I think, you know, the Warriors knew that this was a risk, and KD convinced the Warriors that he'll do it. And I think
Hold on. If he's cleared to play, why does he, KD, have to convince anybody? Cleared to play means cleared to play.
He was pressured.
He was pressured. You think there's outside pressure or internal pressure?
Both. They're down 3-1. But as Charles Barkley said, you can't leave it up to the player, except in this case, the Golden State Warriors. The Golden State Warriors know that he's done. He's already pretty much told
you're making
he's
so
not
many,
coming
you're
back
making,
to there.
You have no idea. We had
he's not Steve, coming back.
We had Stephen A. Smith break down news, breaking news, my fellow insider, NBA insider.
I did not say that.
On two different options. If Golden State won, he was leaving. If they lost, he was staying. That's what Stephen A. Smith said. So how the hell do you think what he's going to do?
He's gone.
Okay, so you know more than Stephen A. Smith?
Yes. Okay, let's go to Dan. Dan's in a car. Hello, Dan.
Hey, how are you today?
Good.
Hi, Dan.
Yeah, I'm a retired foot and ankle surgeon.
Okay.
And I've repaired numerous Achilles tendon ruptures throughout my career. And at the age of 39, I myself sustained an Achilles tendon rupture. Unfortunately, I couldn't fix my own. But who is it, Fourier, that's saying it's a freak accident?
Yes, he is.
Yes.
Yeah. He is 100% correct.
Yeah, but Dan, do you understand the history? Hold on, Dan.
All the repairs I ever did, the patients had no prior symptoms.
But he did.
Thank you.
Dan, he hasn't played.
Dan, he's got a... No, Dan.
No, he didn't.
Dan, he had a slight...
Kevin Durant is. Well,
hold on. Let me finish.
He's a doctor. Leave him alone.
He's got the facts wrong. It's like Stephen A.
I did not examine him. I did not see his study.
We know that, Dan.
Nor did I treat him. But I can tell you, every repair that I did, including my own, had no prior symptoms.
He did.
It's a mistake. I know.
Oh, my God. You're, okay, listen.
But,
fine.
Dan, you're missing the point. So a month ago,
we're gone.
A month ago, Dan.
I predicted Achilles tendon rupture. I'm a specialist. I've done over 100.
You're not a doctor, Glenn.
I am.
No, but, Dan, do you know what he missed for last 30 days?
I know,
you
know he missed why 30 he missed? Days, but, okay, hold it. I don't know what he was being treated for. Was he being treated for a calf strain? Was he being treated? I don't know.
Yeah, nobody. They don't know if it was his Achilles. They think it looked like he popped his calf. That's what I thought he did. Because I had popped my calf before, and it wasn't as severe, so I was back and I'm tough in a week and a half.
Now let me backtrack just a little bit. If he did have a partial tear of his Achilles, I don't know if he did or didn't. They would have done an MRI on that to prove that. If he did have a partial tear, then yes, he would be more susceptible to having a complete rupture.
I think you're hitting on it.
No, but I don't know.
Doc,
that.
I think you're hitting on it.
When I ruptured my left Achilles tendon, my right Achilles tendon was killing me, and I ruptured my left one.
Dan, let me ask you a question. If he popped his calf, if he tore his calf, would that have any effect on Achilles, like put any strain on your Achilles?
Not really, because the calf muscle is higher up. And so it shouldn't put any strain on the Achilles.
So if your calf is tight, I'm just saying, because, usually when a guy has, like, sore hamstrings, he has a bad back. Bad back, sore hamstrings. It's like they're tied together, right?
Well, the Achilles tendon is the extension of the calf muscle, yes.
Right. So that's not tied together at all? That's not kind of any kind of risk of a torn calf?
It's not a predictable indication. Like I said, none of the ones I repaired had any prior symptoms. So just because you have prior symptoms somewhere in your leg does not predict that you may rupture your Achilles tendon.
All right, Dan, we appreciate it. We appreciate it.
Okay.
And you should have operated on yourself, by the way. You're a wimp. Okay? You should have done it yourself.
No. I never took any pain medication, so there.
There you go. Okay. Oh, he's pretty tough guy. Pretty tough guy. Well, Doc Dan's a pretty tough guy.
Just a little gas.
See, I think the problem with this story is that people were, and it was leaking out, that there possibly was a slight tear of the Achilles. Do you guys remember this like 5 weeks ago? Now, maybe that was wrong. Maybe all of that information is wrong. But that's what people were speculating at the time. And that's why when you fast forward 5 weeks later and you sit there and watch it last night and say, oh, my God, you can see the band just rip torn like a shade going up a window, right? You're sitting there going, oh, my God, he just tore his Achilles. That you look at it and say, maybe it had something to do with what went on 5 weeks ago. And the way they were reacting, the way that the general manager of the team and the doctors were reacting after that game, maybe we should question them a little bit. You don't question medical science?
I just think he could have made it through the last three games and then popped his Achilles in the first day of training camp.
He could have. That is true.
And it could have been. Who knows if he's predisposed or not?
I think there just seems to be a tie-in here with what he was dealing with five weeks ago.
Hold on, maybe there's Achilles. No, I mean, it's not easy to do, right? Like,
I would agree.
Because you have a slight tear or a sprain, it wouldn't mean you would automatically just pop your Achilles. It's not that easy to do.
All right, you're a doctor.
I mean, I think if anyone's is the most the doctor would be me. Oh, not you.
Bad knees and ankles.
Why is that? All right, 617-779-7937. So what does it all mean for the Celtics? And if the Green Team is pissed off because Kyrie might have to stay for a while. He's got nowhere to go.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Keep up with the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI. Before, during, and after the show at OMF on WEEI. Let's get you back to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, back here on OMF. Celtics might have gained something with all of this last night, because if you're Kyrie Irving and you're looking at your options today, what the hell are you going to do? You can't go out and... Are you going to go with a bad team next year? Let's see. Durant says he wants to go to the Nets. So he signs a deal with the Nets because they're desperate. So they sign him up because they can't wait until the following year because they may not have the money to do so. They have the money in this offseason. So you've got the Nets, the Knicks, the Clippers, and the Lakers have all opened up money for this offseason.
That's important to know, is that, you know, the way it works too, right? Like, it's open this year. If they don't sign KD this year, it might close up next year.
Correct.
They got to sign some guys. They got to put a team on the court. Right? So it's like they have a window to sign a max deal. So they don't care if he's going to miss a year.
So Kyrie, let's look at Kyrie's situation. So Kyrie right now has got the Knicks, the Nets, but he, as Wojnarowski said, wants to go as a package deal with Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant's not going to play basketball next year. Okay, he'd be smart not to play. Can't rush it back. The year after that, when he's 32 years of age, history tells you, and you know I love history, history tells you that that second year is still a challenge for guys coming back in the NBA with Achilles. Matter of fact, they usually play not that many games. They don't come anywhere close to playing 82. So if you're Kyrie, you're what, 26? You're looking at your future here, and you're saying, do I now want to go to Brooklyn where that team is going to suck next year because it's going to be me, and I'm not playing 82 with all of those bums they have, right? What am I going to do? What does Kyrie come back to the Boston Celtics and say, hey, Danny, go get Anthony Davis. I can't wait around. I'm literally waiting now 2 years before I get what I really wanted, and that is to play with my friend KD in New York.
Yeah, see, I think that the just going back to Kevin Durant, see, I think that the best thing for him to do is to opt in, rehab with the Golden State Warriors. Stay there.
Like, don't go, see it.
Okay, because then if he wants to, then, well, first of all, he'll be a free agent. And he can rehab there with them. They know him. They respect him. And then maybe the Golden State Warriors feel like they have a better chance because he feels like he owes them. Hey, listen, you stood by me. You stayed with me. You paid me all this money. I didn't even play. Yeah, I'm getting all these other offers to play other places, but you know what? I'm going to stay with here in Golden State.
It's a good theory. And my guess is if you're looking at emotions and how a player would react, I think if he opts in for the $31 million, I would say he's probably going to stay in Golden State the year after. But if you're the Golden State Warriors, you now have intimate medical knowledge of what's going on with them. Are you going to pay him maximum contract money the year after that? You have to pay Klay Thompson maximum money. You have to pay Draymond Green next year. Are you going to give him max money?
But that helps Kevin Durant also, because in that case, if they decide, listen, we want to go in another direction, now he's a free agent and he's guilt-free. I mean, so listen, I wanted to say they didn't want me. They wanted to play Klay. They wanted to play Draymond. They wanted to pay all these other guys. But they didn't have the money for me.
But as Lou said, who's going to have the money next year? We don't know.
No.
That's the problem.
And that's the thing, right? These teams are sitting and saying, we got it now. I got it now. What are we going to do? He's going to miss a year. And then we don't know. Listen, we got to do it.
Yeah, NBA teams are scrambling today. Specifically the Knicks and the Nets.
Brian Windhorst is in the know at ESPN. He knows. And they kept asking him, is this going to cause KD to stay in Golden State? He said, no. No, I'd be surprised if he stays. He is going to opt out.
I think he's opting out.
So he obviously.
I think he knows he doesn't want to.
But I think he's. I think he's reading it wrong. Because if I owned a team, if I'm New York, if I'm Brooklyn, I'm going to sign this guy for $30+ million a year. I am desperate. Yep. But I got to. I got to listen. I got to tell my fan base, hey, don't worry about it. So not only is he going to miss a year, the second year under contract, we don't know what we're going to get. He could be a shell of himself. He could get hurt again.
Well, listen, don't
he
get
could
me
go
wrong.
From Achilles to groin to knee and miss the half the season.
You are 100% correct. These teams are desperate and they'll sign him. And it'll be a disaster for that team.
Especially for the Knicks. Can you imagine the Knicks doing this? They wait all of this time.
A disaster.
Right, to get into position to actually add legitimate superstars, something they have lacked over the years, and they go out and sign Kevin Durant, and Durant can't come back and be anywhere close to the player he was. Oh, my God.
Imagine this was put Gordon Hayward. Obviously, the injury was, you know, it looked worse, but
this is worse.
The mental and the physical aspect, I think, is the same. They're both going to have to overcome it. A year wasted.
Hold on.
A year wasted, right, because you're hurt. And then the second year you come back, it's getting reacquainted with your body, the rhythm of the game, what you can take. You're going to look like Gordon Hayward.
No, you're not. It's much different. The Gordon Hayward injury, guys come back from. Paul George was an MVP candidate this year. It is much worse. The history tells you, and there's a long list of guys in the NBA who have ruptured Achilles. Their game is never the same.
You're gambling
a whole list
either
of them.
Way. You're gambling.
Yeah, but I would rather gamble with Gordon Hayward or Paul George because I got a history of these guys coming back.
That's why I think
they don't come back with this.
Don't think he's going to opt out. I think most of the teams are thinking like you guys. Hey, give me a list of all the guys that tore their Achilles. Wait, what? He did what? He did what? Oh wait, forget it. This makes no sense whatsoever. If you're going to go, and does Kevin Durant look like a guy that gives a crap? Okay, this is the same guy that left Oklahoma. No, as far as like what people think and say about him, same guy that left Oklahoma City, right?
I think he's very sensitive.
He left Oklahoma City and got bashed by tons of ex-players, media. Are you kidding me? How many years do we sit there and bash him for going to one of the best teams ever?
What's the problem? What am I doing to you?
So you know what I think he thought?
I think he thought
he couldn't come back. They're down 3-1. He comes in this thing. He saves the day for the Golden State Warriors.
Oh, you are dramatizing.
He's the hero.
This,
and then he can just get up
ridiculous.
And say, okay, I'm off to New York. I saved the day.
Okay, if we're going
to
play the blame game, the one guy I blame is his coach, Steve Kerr. You shouldn't have played him that much. You played him too much. Should he have played? Yes. They did everything possible to make sure that he wouldn't get hurt. Freak accident. Was there too much load? Was he fatigued? That's how it popped.
Yeah, but the freak accident thing. And I know the doctor called up and
he agreed with me.
Yeah, when Achilles, you pop an Achilles, it's a freak accident for all of us. If Klay Thompson popped his Achilles last night, you call that a freak accident?
Came out of nowhere.
I mean, if Kawhi Leonard does it or Steph Curry does it last night, it's a freak accident. Kevin Durant does it, it's not freak accident.
I still think the odds of it happening.
This guy hasn't played for 30 games because of that leg below the knee.
Right in that area.
Do
the research.
He was wearing a support on the Achilles on the right side.
Do the research, okay? Show me some sort of database of strained calf muscles, slightly bruised Achilles, whatever medical term they use, and how many of those injuries, after they rehabilitate, mm-hmm. how many of those guys actually rupture their Achilles?
67%.
I thought it was 68, but I'll go with 67%.
You don't know.
I'll go with 67.
It's random. It's random.
It can't be random.
This is a pre-existing situation. If he blew out his knee,
you say it's random.
Right. No, but even let's take him. If he blows out his left knee, ACL on the left knee, you know what you say? Well, that wasn't really tied in. That's random.
So,
right?
you could say he's compensating.
Maybe. Yeah.
So, how many months have to go by before you're fully healed?
Until he's healed. What do you mean?
And then, how do you even know?
MRIs. It's called medicine.
I saw the GM who was crying said how many MRIs
he was crying because
they
pushed him, and they know
misunderstood
people. You think that they can push Kevin Durant to do anything he doesn't want to do?
Yes, because he's a competitive guy, and he wants to get out there and win for his team. They're down 3-1. Do you think he would have been playing last night if they were up 3-1?
I don't think it matters.
Sure,
the
it matters.
The fact is that he was cleared.
Sure, it matters. They were desperate. They were on the final game. They wanted him and needed him. If they were up 3-1, they wouldn't have played. And if that's the case, that they would not play him if they were up 3-1, then it is not a medical issue. It's a matter of pushing a player out there on the floor because you desperately need him to win the game. Let me go to Andre in the Cape. Andre.
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Good.
My call. I'm going to play the blame game, and I'm blaming Bob Myers. I don't care about the sobbing and the mumbling and the bumbling in his press conference. He wants to talk about evaluation. He wants to talk about analysis. He wants to talk about collaboration. The Golden State Warriors knew last month that Kevin Durant had an ACL strain. It was never a calf strain, and they used that reporting, that false narrative, to play the smoke and mirrors game this entire playoffs. Oh, maybe he'll be back for this. Oh, maybe. When they knew from the start, they've always known. Okay, so if you have a guy and you know that he has an ACL strain, okay, that's much, listen, a calf tear, you're out 3 to 4 months for a calf tear. That's it. If it was a calf and he tore it, we're talking 3 to 4 months. He's back for next season. Obviously, everybody knows an ACL tear, you're done for a year. They're two completely different injuries. And you knew, okay? So that's my biggest problem.
Wait,
number one, Kevin Durant.
So
yeah, that's my.
What did Kevin Durant have?
He's missing it. No, it's not ACL.
No, he didn't have an ACL. He didn't have a knee.
No, but people at the people at the time
you can
thought.
Check your sources, man.
But people at the time, people
multiple
at
sources. Check it out.
Right, people at the time thought that it might be a slightly torn Achilles, which can heal like in 4 weeks. Right, 4 weeks. They say it can heal, and they put a boot within your shoe and keep it in place. If that was the case. And it turns out that we find out down the road, because I think this thing is going to get a lot of scrutiny, a lot from the league, because the media is going to be all over the Warriors and their medical staff. If that was the case, and then he played last night when 4 weeks ago he had a slight tear, you tell me. You tell me.
Again, this is what he gets paid to do. He's a professional basketball player. Yes, there's obvious.
They rushed him.
It's a calculated risk. It's not like, hey, the odds are 95% that you're going to blow your freaking Achilles. That's why I think everybody's crying like crazy, because all of them probably said there's no freaking way. I'm a doctor. I've seen a million of these injuries, and this never happens. So why is Kevin Durant so lucky that he blew out his and not the other 1,000 guys that had the exact same injury played with no result?
I'm lucky to know him.
Well, we told you pre-existing injury from 4 or 5 weeks ago.
To me, it's like a pitcher, you know, who's had elbow issues. And maybe there's a slight little tear in his UCL, or there's tendonitis, there's strain. Those muscles, you know, they're not loose, they're tight. Next thing you know, he blows it out and eats Tommy John. Say, well, it's a freak accident. Kids all over the country getting Tommy John. Well, not really, because he's been dealing with the elbow now for the last month. And it's been sore. It's been hurting. Now we know why. You know, so this thing goes. It's not random. Anyone else in that court, anyone else other than Kevin Durant popped his Achilles last night, I'd say it's a freak accident. But you can't say it with him, given what he's dealt with the last month.
No, and I think that's all going to come out. And I think that's where... this is going to be an interesting story. Anthony is in Peabody here on EEI. Anthony.
Hey, how are you?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Good.
I have some interesting conversation about the Celtics and free agency and what's going to come up.
Okay, let's hear it.
So one of the things that I read that I actually agree with is I think that the Celtics could go out and grab Derrick Rose for the veterans minimum, and he could be a good leader for the Celtics coming up with their young players.
Okay, interesting. Right. Okay, what else?
Also, I saw a possible Isaiah Thomas return, but his history of hip injuries could be a little iffy.
You think?
I think so. Yeah. I'd love to see him back, though. The heart he had.
I hear what you're saying with Derrick Rose, and talk about a guy that's had a history of injuries over the year. So you're going to bring back all these injured guys like this guy and Isaiah Thomas, and I've heard people talk about Rondo, free agent. Why don't we get Rondo now? I mean, what are we trying to accomplish here?
We're just trying to bring back everybody that we liked.
Is that it?
And just, you know, just like them again.
Well, what happened?
We just want to bring back Avery, Jay Crowder, see if Perk wants to play.
Oh, Perk wants to
play. Yeah, we'll just bring back everybody because you just, you know, it's nice.
See, I thought the whole purpose of all of this was to actually compete for a championship, that we were like one player away, right, from actually competing, and then we were just waiting for Golden State.
We've changed the goals now. We just want to like our team again.
Is that what it is?
Yes, yes. We want to just enjoy
cute
them.
Little team. Everybody yes. can walk around nice
yeah,
little
we
t-shirts.
Yeah, we want to see good effort.
We're feeling
nice
pretty
effort.
Good about it.
That's yeah. what we want now.
Yeah. It couldn't hurt them to place a phone call to Ray Allen and see
oh
if there's
God.
Any interest.
Oh, my God. That's your hockey. I mean, hockey. That's your basketball expert. He watched, I don't even know what, 2 Chainz cover
the celebrity game.
Ray Allen at the celebrity game and thought he looked good.
Oh, Jesus. My God. I hate to say it, but all of the Green Teamers are going to go wild. They're already getting excited. The Clint Capella rumors. Have you heard those?
People suck.
Yep, I did see
Clint
that.
Capella. But the problem with Clint Capella, are we going to let Horford go? So are we going to take Horford now? Are we going to deal Horford? Is he done here? Does he want to play now for a winner?
Better
so,
not be.
So he goes to Houston.
Better not be.
And Capella comes here? How does Capella fit in? Because I like him as a player. How does he fit into Brad Stevens' system of bigs need to shoot 3-pointers?
You're talking about trading Horford for him? No, Horford's off the table. I'm not trading Horford for anybody.
I think thank you. Suppose Horford comes to Danny Ainge. And is this a possibility? Because I think it is. I've been around a long time, Danny. I want to win a championship. We're not winning championships here. We got nice young kids.
Go Celtics!
I want to go win. Capella, I think, is like 25, 26 years old. So you're getting a young player that can play up front. He's a good rim protector. He's a good inside scorer. He's got no 3-point shot, so he's got no perimeter game. Is that a possibility? And then Horford gets an opportunity, maybe with Harden and with Chris Paul. Maybe they can win. He can win down there.
What do you mean he can win? He always wins.
Al
He'd
Horford
win everywhere.
Is not that guy.
He'd win everywhere. What are you talking about? They'd win a championship.
Oh.
By the way,
could
you
imagine?
Can
you imagine the
can we give a quick Women's World Cup?
Did yeah, go ahead. Give me an update.
Go for it. They just hit the final.
They just hit the final. United States played Thailand. They won 13-0.
That's not fair.
13-0.
Yeah, see, that's not fair.
Don't, who does that in soccer?
Shouldn't they stop it like at 6 or 7? I mean, that is awful.
I think 13? They added extra time.
3 minutes. Oh, 3 minutes extra time.
Tyler's our soccer
expert. For reason? To embarrass Thailand for another 3 minutes?
Injury time.
13. The clock hit 0.
Nothing.
Seems totally
did everybody on the team get a goal?
I think so.
Alex Morgan had 5.
Play oh, the she had 5 goal.
She had 5?
She had 5 goals.
Come on, Alex. Hand better. Out the trophies to everybody.
Diego Fagundes.
All right, 617-779-7937. We got another hour to go. And, oh, yeah, another code word. We're giving away tickets for the Bruins tomorrow night. Game 7. Does it get any better than that? A game 7. These tickets are worth like 3 bills apiece out in the street. We've got them for you. This hour being brought to you by Rhino Shield.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.